you still asleep?
No, I'm not still asleep, although I am back in bed, but I haven't really woken up.
You haven't really woken up? Did you have a shower?
No.
Did you have breakfast?
No.
Well, no wonder you're not up.
I know. You know why I'm not up? I'm just stating the fact that I'm not up.
Uh-huh. You're funny.
No, I'm Michael.
Yeah, I know. You're asleep.
Say it again?
I said you're asleep.
I know. Well, yeah.
You so much.
No, I don't. I have not, no, see, I got up. I've been up for about an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
I just have been wandering about the house and wandering about the internet and thinking. No, I've been doing really important thinking.
You have? What kind of thinking?
I'm thinking about art and stuff.
Art and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
Oh, I was just thinking about what I want to make next. Uh-huh.
What do you think you want to make next?
I don't know. I was thinking about, I was thinking about all those ideas that I was having and we were having about school and curriculum and online school. And I was kind of thinking about that, and then I was thinking about, late last night when I was going to bed, I was remembering this other project, the credit card project I was thinking of. So.
Wait, what other project?
I don't know if I ever told you about it. The credit card, I wanted to do this artist card project.
Wait, I'm sorry, I can't
hear you. Artist card.
Yeah. No, I remember the thing you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. And then I couldn't ever decide, what's that?
The affinity card thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could never decide whether it ought to be an affinity card where the profit goes to, like, art grants, or whether I just should just do it as, like,
like a conceptual project kind of thing?
A conceptual project where the profit is the art. But then I couldn't get over the fact that, like, the only place that really issues affinity cards en masse is, like, a giant, giant, Republican supporter.
Wait, and I'm sorry, what?
Was a giant, was, like, the place, the company, what is it called? MNBC or MBNC?
Sorry, is this the credit card company, the bank or something?
Yeah, or? I'm blanking on the name. It's like NMBC or MBNC. They're one of Bush's top funders.
I see. And how difficult is it to set up? I mean, I assume you'd have to have some kind of, you'd set up a nonprofit organization.
I don't think you even have to set up a nonprofit organization.
Really?
Seems pretty simple. Yeah. Because really all you're doing is acting as a bank that's selling credit cards. But you just have to prove that you will be able to sign up, like, a certain number of people, like 200 people or something. Anyway, so I was thinking about that, and then I was, I was trying to find out some information about how to turn my computer into a router so that my Ethernet port is a live Ethernet port, not a receiving Ethernet port.
Okay.
And I know it can be done. I'm pretty sure it can be done. I'm like 90% sure it can be done. But I couldn't find anything on Google. I couldn't get the search phrase right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just too much, it's too specific and obscure, and there's too much other stuff.
That is about those keywords.
Yeah, it's about those keywords. So I was like frustrated. Then I looked at the bottom at one point, and it's like, ask your question on Google Answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, what the fuck? Let me see if this is even a chance that this might be answered. And so I looked down there and I post the question. It costs 50 cents to post it, and if someone answers it, I pay them $10.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't seem like these questions get answered all that often, but it does seem like there's a fair number of comments that other users post that are like, you know, no one pays for. It's just kind of like more like a help forum.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but that, of course, immediately spiked my interest. I'm like, what kind of intervention can I make into the Google Answers forum?
Oh, I see.
So, I don't know.
Got it, dude. And all of this before breakfast. You need to eat breakfast.
I know. How's your day going?
Oh, it's okay. I just looked at all my students' projects. Like, about, you know, like, half of them were good, half of them were not finished, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple kids are probably going to just fail, flunk out, you know? But they keep coming. They're hopeful.
They're hopeful. Mm-hmm.
Like, against all odds, they're helpful, you know? You're, like, sitting in the back of my bathroom playing World of Warcraft or something.
And hopeful.
But they're hopeful.
That's what World of Warcraft teaches them, right? To be hopeful.
That's right, yeah.
Good will conquer
maybe
evil.
Maybe just, like, deploy some kind of, like, magic on me.
Yeah, good will conquer evil. Magic can change the world.
Exactly, yeah. That's what they learned. And that, you know, the school has a fast internet connection.
Yeah, really.
I think that's what they come for.
The school has a fast internet connection that gets completely, completely slowed down because there's so many people playing World of Warcraft.
Really rotate the seating in my classroom and, like, require that the ones who are sitting in the back where I can't see what they're doing, like, have to sit up front, you know? But it's so elementary school, like, I haven't done it, but it would be smart.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Jennifer was talking about. She was talking about how it's, like, really good pedagogical tool to...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's incredibly smart. Like, I should have done it at midterm.
Completely switch.
But it's really very good tactic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's funny, because in my class it doesn't really work that way, because the kids that talk the most sit in the back.
Yeah. Like, in my classroom, it's just because there's, like, this one row that if you sit there, I can't see your computer screen. So I don't know what you're doing, you know?
Yeah, I can't see any of my kids' computer screens.
I can see, like, two-thirds of them, but then the one-third, like, they sit way in the back corner where, like, I really can't see what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know why you're there, and it's really bad for you and for me,
Mm-hmm.
But, and, like, you know, I just, whatever, like, yeah, and these kids are coming in, like, they don't have anything done on their project. I'm like, it's because you spend 40 hours a week, like, what the fuck? And you have a full-time job playing a fucking video game, you know?
I know.
So, I know, it's true, you know? These are the ones who told me about the alarm feature on it so that, you know, they can have set an alarm so that they actually make it to class, you know? Like, in the video game.
I know, you're telling me before. Yeah. It's just so amazing. Immersive beyond good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so funny, like, I can't even imagine, it just must be hitting these, like, a bunch of, like, little pleasure sensors in their brains, you know? Like, it's like little mites, like, some electrodes, like, stuck in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
funny thing is that it's like a lot of work to play those games. You know, it must feel like they must feel like they're doing something productive. You know.
Yeah.
Like, because those games are all based on kind of, you know, I think what makes it satisfying for people is that it's kind of, you know, certain parts of it are, like, modeled after real-world type things. You know, like, you have to acquire money, and you have to acquire tools, and you have to, you know, have goals, and, like, all this, like, all these things they can't do in their real life, they do in this game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wouldn't be pleasurable if it weren't a useless version of something real, you know?
Right.
Funny.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hello?
Sorry, I had to scratch my ear.
Oh, okay.
Which meant taking off hands-free.
Got it, dude. Well, let's see. Yeah, I should probably go back to my closet.
You're playing hooky, too.
I totally am, yeah. I got up late today. By which I mean 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got out of bed. I was kept hitting the snooze button, and I didn't want to get up.
Yeah. I've been using my cell phone, my evil egg of alarm clock died sometime in the process. Sometime, yeah, it took it to L.A., and it died by the time it got to L.A., or something like that. It doesn't work anymore, so I threw it out. Cell phones don't have snooze buttons on their alarm functions.
No, they don't. This is the danger.
Which sucks.
Yeah. It does suck. I'm a big fan of the snooze.
Yeah.
Big fan. Okay, dude. Well, I should get back to work. I can call you at lunch.
Starting to get hungry.
Yeah, you need to eat, dude. I can't believe you've been like, this is danger of you having a new computer, man. You like, you don't eat.
There's so much that needs to be attended to. Needs to be said. Actually, I have a question. Is Jason Deal around?
Yeah, he's probably here today.
Can you ask him? Either put him on the phone with me, or ask him if he knows how to get a Mac to do the wireless. Like, because I'm connected via wireless, and I've got to get the Ethernet port in the back to allow another computer to plug in. Namely, that my work PC, so we can real produce or broadcast.
Yeah.
Can you ask him if he knows anything about that?
Sure.
Because he's geeky enough.
If I find him, I'll just put him on the phone with
you. Okay.
You can talk to him. I think he's here. I know he's here this afternoon. I don't know if he's here this morning or not.
Okay.
I'll try to track him down for you.
Okay.
Okay, dude.
Bye bye.
All right.